This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the economics of housing the homeless. In New York, there's a right-to-shelter requirement, meaning the city has to provide a temporary bed to anyone who needs it. But because of demand, New York often houses people in apartments and hotels where support services can be spotty or non-existent. Kristen Schwab reports from a shelter trying something new.
Jennifer Ladson recently moved into an apartment complex in the Bronx called Landing Road. It's a brand new building with shiny floor tiles and fresh white paint in the hallway leading to her door.
Hello. Hi. Come on in.
Before this, Ladson was homeless. Her mom had died and the landlord raised the rent on the apartment they shared. Then she lost her job and drained her savings in 401k. She'd been sleeping on couches and in shelters for over a year, until now.
Having my key in my hand to a place called home, that was everything I had hoped for.
Landing Road is owned by the nonprofit Bowery Residence Committee. BRC operates a 200-bed shelter there and offers 135 subsidized apartments. Ladson's studio costs her $470 a month, a third of what a one-bedroom goes for in this neighborhood. Here's how it works. Many shelters rely on city funding to rent market-rate space. CEO Muzzy Rosenblatt says BRC's approach cuts out the middleman.
Rather than have somebody else profit, why not have the not-for-profit generate the net income that we can reinvest in our mission?
BRC built Landing Road. Instead of paying money to a landlord, it puts the subsidy it gets from the city towards a building loan. What's left over subsidizes apartments like Ladson's. But Landing Road took a lot of upfront capital, $65 million. Deborah Padgett teaches social work and public health at New York University.
My concern is it's still producing more institutional living when that same amount of money could be turned into literally thousands of households' rental vouchers.
Padgett says stability is what people like Jennifer Ladson need. Things like not having to wait in line to shower at a shelter makes it easier to take on something like finding a job. When she moved into her studio at Landing Road, one of the first things Ladson did was take a steaming hot bath.
Just the small things. To feel like a lady again, to feel human again.
Meanwhile, BRC is looking for the site for its next building. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.